The Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, announced that the upper stage of the PSLV-37 rocket has successfully re-entered Earth's atmosphere, as planned, reported news agency PTI, and the PSLV-C-37 mission was successfully launched on February 15, 2017, and deployed a historic record, launching 104 satellites in a single mission. The main payload of PSLV-C-37 was CARTOSAT-2D and was accompanied by 103 co-passenger satellites, and the mission not only set a new record but also displayed ISRO's capabilities in satellite deployment. After completing its mission, the upper stage, which is PS-4, was left in a low Earth orbit of approximately 470 by 494 km size. The outer stage was regularly tracked, and its altitude gradually decreased due to atmospheric drag. Since September 2024, ISRO's System for Safe and Sustainable Space Operations Management, ISFOR-OM, has been regularly monitoring PS-4's orbital decay. ISFOR-OM successfully predicted the re-entry in the first week of October, with the actual event taking place on October 6. The impact point of its re-entry was located in the North Atlantic Ocean. The atmospheric re-entry of the rocket body within 8 years of its launch is fully compliant with the International Debris Mitigation Guidelines, in particular, the guideline of the Interagency Space Debris Coordination Committee, IADC, that recommends limiting the post-mission orbital life of a defunct object in low Earth orbit, LEO, to 25 years, said ISRO. ISRO also stated that this requirement was met by properly designing a passivation sequence that lowered the orbit of PS-4 after the injection of the payloads. ISRO is committed to reducing the residual orbital lifetime of PSLV upper stages to 5 years or less. This will be accomplished by actively deorbiting, including engine restarts used in missions such as PSLV-C-38, PSLV-40, PSLV-C-43, PSLV-C-56, and PSLV-C-58. ISRO is planning controlled re-entries for future PSLV missions to ensure responsible space operations. ISRO will continue to implement proactive measures to meet the measures of the debris-free space mission by the year 2030. This initiative displays ISRO's dedication to sustainable outer space activities while continuing to work in satellite technology and exploration, with inputs from PTI.